Hey guys, what's going on? It is Saul over at Sup Up, and I'd just like to say welcome back to the Sup Up podcast, podcast episode 17. This week we're going to go over how to get the best conditioning and cardio workout in about a third of the time you usually spend on the treadmill. Now, when it comes to training in the gym, longer isn't always better. Intensity and consistency are, however, key. Now, you've been following my blog for a while now or listening to these podcasts. You remember some time ago I did a post on how skipping rope or jump rope is one of the best ways to get a quick but intense effective workout. Now if you bought Sup Up Noble Gym in a Bag workout guide, you'll also be familiar with why this is so true as I go into much more depth on the benefits of jump rope or skipping rope in the book. Now this time around I thought I'd talk to you about a second favorite of mine, and that's rowing. While skipping rope is king when it comes to being able to condition anywhere, rowing dominates in both commercial and home gyms. So slide past the elliptical, I mean, come on, seriously, and stop using the treadmill as an excuse to talk to those cardio bunnies. It's time to put some real work in with the rower. Now, if you're able to still carry on a normal conversation while doing conditioning work, you're not working hard enough or smart enough. The rower is beneficial for numerous reasons. For starters, it's one of the few things next to skipping rope that also taxes your upper, mid, and lower muscles. 10 plus different muscles to be precise, and strengthens the muscles surrounding your stability and mobility joints, whereas something like running or biking really only targets the lower half of your body. A second, again, like skipping, it doesn't take much. 20 minutes is all you need in order to get a good workout worked into your day, in comparison to pounding away for 60 minutes on the treadmill. This is my go-to workout on my rest days. As a side note, it's also low impact, so you spare your precious joints and can still do it if you're recovering from an injury. Now, last but most importantly, it's deceptive as f**k. Like skipping rope, you've got to pace yourself. Going breakneck out the gate will only pre-exhaust you. A rhythm has to be developed and maintained, meaning you can't just mindlessly zone out to those built-in TVs they put in bikes and treadmills at the gym. Alright, so you've got a relative idea of why rowing is so good. Now for some ideas on how to most effectively use the rower during workouts. I'll be elaborating on more specific tailored workouts in my second upcoming workout guide. Now you've got a few options here, depending on how much of a badass you are at enduring workout pain. I'm talking that burning acid in the muscles pain. And yes, rowing is brutal and will provide you with that. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. Now, if you can get past the thought of that before throwing in the towel, read on. Alright, so let's talk about HIIT rowing. HIIT, if you don't already know, means high intensity interval training. So in this case, rowing at maximum effort for a set amount of time, let's say a minute, and then resting for equal to or double that time. As you get more advanced, you'll rest for less time than your max effort time, okay? The key difference with HIIT cardio on the rower is you want to aim for distance in order to establish your max effort time, then calculate your rest time from there. So let's say you want to row a total distance of 1,000 meters. I mean, me personally, I'd say go for 2,000. You'll break that into sets of your experience level. So for instance, 5 times 200 meters, 4 times 250, and 2 times 500. And whatever amount of time it takes you to do each set, you'll rest for that same amount of time. Now once you're used to doing that, you cut back the rest time even less, which will really start making you feel the intensity of this overlooked machine. All right, now next up is steady state rowing. Now when I say steady state, this doesn't mean developing the pace of your 90-year-old grandma with her walker in the park on a Sunday afternoon. The type of steady state I'm talking about isn't for the faint of heart. Try just 10 minutes of going as fast as you can with zero rest, maintaining the same SPM, aka strokes per minute rate, and you'll have to have someone drag you off the rower because of the sheer amount of acidic burn you'll feel everywhere, but more specifically in the top of your legs. It's probably the most important takeaway from this podcast. It's imperative you maintain pace, all right? Running on the treadmill and cycling on the stationary bike have one thing in common. They're both easy to lose pace with, either through being lazy or not paying attention. Rowing and skipping also have one thing in common. If you lose your pace, you'll quickly be reminded to get back into the rhythm, either by being whipped with a skip rope, it's painful, or losing significant distance on the rower, which will throw off your entire set distance and rear its ugly head at the end of the workout. For the love of all things holy, most importantly, pay attention to the monitor when you're rowing. Don't zone out and stare everywhere, all right? You get what I'm saying here. Like skipping, there's a bit of discipline that has to be developed with rowing. But if it means having a workout that's twice as effective in a third of the time it takes for you to pound away on the treadmill, I'd say it's more than worth it. As always, just remember to keep things balanced and you'll do just fine. And that about wraps it up, kids. I will catch you on the next one and thank you for listening. If you like this video, share it, subscribe, and comment below. If you really like this video, but you don't have the Sup Up guides yet, go ahead and buy them over at the SupUp website. The link is in the description below and up on the screen. They cost less than the shirt on your back, but unlike that shirt, the knowledge gain lasts a lifetime. Now, if you've already bought the guides, hey, thanks, then go ahead and check out the other gear in my shop. From nutrition supplements to apparel, you can pick up some whey protein for your next workout, new threads for that sleeve-splitting arms day, or something else that'll help you remember that when it comes to fueling and training your body, once you learn how to, where you are matters less. And every item, the material, color, style, ingredients, and quality are all handpicked by me, so if I won't wear it, eat it, drink it, or read it, I will not sell it to you. It's that simple. If you go ahead and get the guides, you'll discover recipes with nutritional breakdown in each of the nutrition guides to make things nice and easy, and that's available under the snacks chapters, and previews of the chapters are available in the shop. With the workout guides, you'll get in-depth customizable workout plans with breakdowns of how to effectively and efficiently train your muscles no matter where you are. Now, all guides teach you how to eliminate worries or concerns about getting the nutrition and strength and conditioning you need to stay fighting fit for when you're deployed or at home. And that's it, guys. Drop by next time for another great video to add to your workout and nutrition arsenal. And most importantly, stop doing guesswork. Start making the necessities of your life easier. Because if you know how to fuel and train your body, where you are matters less. That's it from me. Have a great week, weekend, whichever. Peace.